This is the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
It's Tuesday.
It is. It's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yes, it is. Hey, how about some random facts?
You know, why not?
Okay. Why does Canadian tuxedo describe wearing jeans with a jean jacket? Well, in 1951, Bing Crosby was not allowed in a hotel in Canada because he was wearing the double denim look.
Huh.
So Levi's made him a denim tuxedo as a publicity stunt, and apparently that's a Canadian tuxedo.
Okay, now we know.
Now we know. I don't know if you knew this. I knew this. When Disneyland opened in 1955, there was a lingerie shop on Main Street.
What?
Yeah, it was called the World of Bras. It was.
No way.
Yeah, it was. Because Disney wasn't in the retail business in 1955. They figured that out soon, but not by the time Disneyland opened. So they leased all that space on Main Street,
right.
USA.
That I did.
And there was a lingerie. It lasted less than 6 months. I cannot imagine a woman going to Disneyland and going like, oh, hang on, you guys go ride Dumbo. I'm going in here to buy a new bra. The Wright brothers had two older brothers. Yes, they did. There's more than two. Roychlin and Lauren.
Roychlin?
They did not get included in the whole flying thing. Hmm. They also had a sister named Catherine. So Orville, Wilbur, Roychlin, and Lauren. Wow. Don't know.
Okay. Don't know, I guess that. The rest
and
of
Catherine.
Them just weren't
Catherine.
Interested.
Don't forget about Catherine. James Cameron's main motivation for making Titanic was to get the studio to pay him to dive down to the real Titanic's wreckage. Yeah. It hadn't been for that, he said. He, quote, wasn't particularly wanting to make the movie.
I guess it seemed to work out for him okay. So it was a win-win.
It was a win-win. He got to see the Titanic and he got to make all that money.
I wish I could come up with happy accidents like that.
I heard somewhere that he did not take any fee for directing the movie, but he took all in the back end. Which,
that worked out okay for him, too.
Yeah, there you go. It's time. Sorry. I was watching The Wall last night with Chris Hardwick. Chris does a great podcast. It's called ID10T, which when you look at it, all spelled out, spells idiot. But he's great. Great guests. We should get some great guests on this podcast. Anyway, so I'm feeling a little showman-like today because of Chris Hardwick. All right, it is time. For our podcast, our little corner of the pod, if you will.
Our corner of the pod.
Time for the Who Cares News. What's up?
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
If you're one of the 10 people on the planet,
okay.
Sometimes I wish I was, that they're meaning to watch Tiger King that haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe if you're not, or maybe it's a someday thing.
You might want to turn down the radio. Oh, my God.
Part of me wishes I never saw it at all.
Well, I mean, you know, so there's what the whole point in all of this is there's news about Tiger King.
Yes. Okay. So if you don't care or haven't watched Tiger King, you won't care either. with that disclaimer out of the way, here is the latest.
Okay.
All right. Because you can't make this shit up.
No, I guess not.
Carol Baskin will soon take control of the zoo formerly operated by Tiger King.
What? What? Wait, how? In what world does this happen? That can't be possible. If you know the story.
So Joe Exotic.
Yeah, Joe
Exotic. The GW Exotic Animal Memorial Park in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It has been under the control of Jeff Lowe, who is the guy who outed Joe's plan to kill Carol and got him arrested.
Right.
He also got the zoo because of a partnership with Joe. Okay,
right.
Now stay with me here.
Yep, I'm there. I watched it, so I know.
But it turns out that Joe's mom, who supposedly owned the zoo and Joe inherited, never owned it.
Huh.
So a judge has awarded Carol Baskin the zoo as part of her lawsuit against Joe.
How legal is that?
I don't know.
If he didn't own the zoo, how can they give it to her? I can't make this crap up.
No.
Oh, my God. The woman who allegedly killed her husband by feeding him to her tigers, who made a big-ass deal about Joe Exotic being a tiger exploiter, who has a park that she charges admission to so you can see her sanctuary of tigers. You see now why you can't not watch this stuff.
All right, so basically, Joe did not own the zoo.
Yeah.
And neither does Jeff, who has 120 days to vacate. Tigers, crew, mess, and all. There you go.
And they're going to make another Tiger King, but it's not going to have anything to do with these guys. And then the Carol Baskin story is being now put into a movie.
And all this may just, this just adds to it.
Nicolas Cage is going to be in a movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, oh, crazy. But this is the real life thing.
Carol's ready to bring her to ride her bike over there.
Her bike. And, well, and I heard they were going to reopen her case.
Yeah.
About the missing husband.
Uh-huh.
This is just a weird business. I want nothing to do with it.
No.
Yeah.
Poor tigers.
Wash my hands.
All right, so you remember when Kanye's former bodyguard spewed about Kanye being the worstest and the neediest and the moodiest client ever?
Yeah, he said he was also the worst tipper. I remember that. You told
us that. Yeah, so now Kim and Kanye, because you know they have to do something to stay relevant, they're threatening
to sue
Steve Stanilis.
Oh, are they? Yeah, okay, that doesn't surprise me at all.
They're going to sue him, ready for this, for $10 million.
Oh, my God.
This is if he publicly speaks about Kanye again.
Wow.
And a cease and desist letter alleges his Stanilis made false and defamatory statements and breached his confidentiality agreement. Oh, poor Kanye.
Oh, my God. His confidentiality agreement. Well, you should read these things before you sign them. You
know, but he doesn't work for him anymore.
No, I know. But when he did work for him, he probably did sign something that says, you will not speak of.
What does it
say,
ever?
That's pretty common. Yeah, probably.
I don't know about
ever. Because
they don't
want books being written. You know, people write things in their books about, you know, around stars and mafiosos.
Sure.
But they have to wait till everybody's dead before they can spill the beans.
Right.
Otherwise, they would be like, you know. Yeah, confidentiality agreements. I've signed a few in my time. That's
so does this bodyguard have $10 million to give?
No, of course he doesn't. He's a damn bodyguard. Give me a break. That's just a lawyer's thing of being able to say, hey, we're going to spank you really hard, so you know what? Shut the F up. You know who I'd like to spank?
Oh, don't even. Don't do it.
I don't know where that came from. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
And she'll whoop yours.
Oh, I wasn't talking about her. Anyway, I'm out of here.
What?
You thought I was going to spank Halle Berry? I don't want to spank Halle Berry.
I bet you do.
No, I don't want to spank
Carol Baskin, right?
Yeah, there you go. We'll spank Carol.
Yuck.
We're out of here. Back tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.